USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and said 2.1 million were not working. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
There's a new jobs report out, and Chris Barnes in Washington has the details.
The ADP National Employment Report showing just 67,000 private sector jobs created in November. That's a six-month low and less than half of what the experts had forecast. American firms have added an average of about 159,000 jobs a month over the last 12 months. Most of November's job gains came from the services sector, and manufactured goods producers cut jobs for a third straight month. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr drew some fire in Washington for saying that if the nation's communities don't show the police the kind of support and respect the military gets, they might find themselves without the protection they need. The ALCU said Barr was telling communities to bow their heads to the police, but a Justice Department official said the Attorney General was not suggesting police would abandon their duties without public support and was referring to the importance of maintaining the ability to recruit and retain qualified officers. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Stocks closed broadly higher amid renewed hopes on Wall Street that a U.S. deal with China might be nearing despite recent tough talk from President Trump. The gains snapped a three-day losing streak for the S&P 500, though the benchmark index remains on track for another weekly decline. The S&P 500 rose 19.56 to 3112. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 146.97 to 27,649. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was released from a hospital after being treated for a urinary tract infection. Carter, age 95, was discharged from Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia, according to Carter Center spokeswoman Deanna Coangelo. Carter has overcome several health challenges in recent years. He's been diagnosed with melanoma in 2015, announcing that the cancer had spread to other parts of his body after partial removal of his liver, treatment for brain lesions, radiation, and immunotherapy. He said he was cancer-free. A fall last spring required him to get hip replacement surgery. Then on October 6th, he hit his head in another fall and received 14 stitches, but still traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to help build a Habitat for Humanity home shortly thereafter. He fractured his pelvis in a later fall and was briefly hospitalized. Last month, Carter was released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta after recovering from surgery to relieve pressure on his brain caused from bleeding from another fall. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.